Hello, hello, hello. This is the Pegasus Patton Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's a lovely day today.
I think it's a little chilly, but...
It is a little chilly.
I guess.
But I was walking outside at, like, midnight last night, and it was cutting right through to the bone, so... so I'm being optimistic right now.
We're getting there. But yeah. There's some nice, loud, crashing, banging sounds coming from outside the studio today.
Yes. Gotta love that construction. Well, I mean, for those of you guys who haven't listened to our show, I'm Katie.
And I'm Claire. And we actually have a special guest in the studio with us today. Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Am I live here? Oh, yeah. Look at that. How you doing?
Welcome.
So, want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name's Matthew Ray. And enjoying the large confines you have down here at MFO.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. So we are... I don't know where that sentence was actually going at all.
I mean, like, we're going to chat. We'll, like, have some fun times, listen to some good music.
The usual
scheme that's going on.
Yeah, we can recalculate how many seconds there are until spring break.
Which is what occupied our time last time.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was last time.
It's less this week.
But it's significantly less, so that's pretty exciting.
So, Claire, what was that last song that we just played?
The last song that we just played was called Naive by the Kooks.
Very nice.
Nice choice by Katie.
That was a good choice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we do not have a theme for today.
We're just going to, like, play things that we've been listening to the past week.
Yeah, and stuff we're into right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, for our show, we usually will do, like, some theme or something, but sometimes it's good to just, like, kick back, relax, play whatever.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
I can play another one for us.
Let's play another tune.
If you would like.
Yes. I think that would be a good idea.
Let me get it ready here. And, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's, like,
hope you guys
jam out some more tunes.
Sky, there are no fences facing. of skipping reels that rhyme to your tambourine in time. It's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's the shadow he's chasing that you're seeing. Not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. And take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind. Foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, up to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
I was young when I left home, and I've been all rambling round, but I never wrote a letter to my home. To my home, Lord, Lord, to my home. And I never wrote a letter to my home. It was just the other day I was bringing on my pay, when I met an old friend I used to know. Said, your mama's dead and gone, baby sister's all gone wrong, and your daddy needs you home right away. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go home this way. If you miss the train I'm on, count the days I'm gone. You'll hear that whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, honey babe, Lord, Lord, Lord. You'll hear that whistle blow 100 miles. And I'm playing on the track, mama come and work me back, on them trestles down by old Jim McKay. When I pay the debt I owe to the commissary store, I will pawn my watch and chain and go on. Go home, Lord, 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 Lord. sometimes when you see him riding blind. Gonna make me home out in the wind. In the wind, Lord, Lord, in the wind. Gonna make me home out in the wind. But I don't like it in the wind. Gonna go back home again. But I can't go home this way. This way, Lord, Lord, this way. Lord, I can't go home this way. This way, and I can't go home this way. I was young and I left home, and I've been all rambling round, but I never wrote a letter to my home, to my home, Lord, Lord, to my home. And I never wrote a letter to my home. My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fools said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered the sounds
of silence.
Now a PSA from the Pegasus Pageant Show, live on WMFM Radio. All right. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
That was super handy. I love art.
The art gallery is actually pretty cool on campus. I have a friend who works there, and they have a lot of interesting exhibitions.
Yeah. I saw the jumbo exhibition.
The
exhibition
jumbo
is the wrong word. Exhibit.
Exhibit.
Yeah, on like the Wonderful World of Jumbo, and they had his tail there, so that was a pretty exciting afternoon for me. I don't know if you've ever seen
the
tail.
If we ever like talk about the mascot at Tufts University, it's like wonderful, but also a little odd.
It's a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
And I would recommend seeing the tail. It's horrifyingly disturbing.
But that's wonderful.
It's all bristly.
For those of you who don't know, Jumbo is the elephant from P.T. Barnum Circus, who is also the Tufts University mascot. And the reason is...
Tell us the history, Katie.
Oh, I don't really know the exact history.
Well, you already started, so...
Jumbo accidentally died in a train accident.
I thought that was a myth.
I don't know. It says it in Barnum, which is where all my classes are. But they taxidermied him and had him in at Tufts, presented at a museum, and then the building burned down, but the tail is still there, and the ashes are in like a peanut butter jar that Tufts proudly lays claim to.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
Yeah. So now we're called the Jumbos to honor his life and the P.T. Barnum Circus, which is a very quirky Tufts thing to do.
Yeah, to have a dead elephant in its building for...
Yeah.
However many years.
But anyways.
Anywho, we have another special guest. Double the special guests.
Double the
today.
Special guests.
Special guest number two, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Ross, and this is my first time in the booth.
How do you like it so far?
It's kind of intimidating, to be honest.
It's intimidating?
Yeah.
It's okay. First time Claire and I came on, we were just like sitting very, very nervously.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. Also, I was just going to say that I'm still intimidated right now.
Yeah.
It's been three semesters. So
yeah, it's okay.
That's probably not reassuring at all. Yeah,
it's
you're going to have a great time here at WMFO.
So, Ross, are you a college student? Or are you?
I am indeed a college student. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts University.
Nice. Tell us more about yourself.
Okay, so I'm studying human factors engineering, which is like fake engineering. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fake engineering. Explain.
Pseudoscience.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is the speech I give. This is my my token speech. So basically, human factors, we look at the relationship between humans and machines or interfaces. For instance, designing an airplane cockpit is all human factors engineering. Like where to put the buttons, how to best do it to fit people.
That's cool.
Yeah. It is really cool. It's like we study people and we figure out like what people are best at, like making decisions without much information, and then what machines are best at, and they're very good at repetitive tasks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it like engineering psychology? Is that kind of?
Yeah, it's like the engineering version of that.
It's interesting.
The engineering version of engineering psychology.
I know. Well, that one's like liberal arts, technically. Basically, you don't have to take a language, which is great.
Okay, yeah. I understand now.
Real reason.
Yeah. Just avoiding that language requirement.
But yeah, no, that's super cool.
It is really cool.
Like that. All right. Yeah. Let's segue over to Matt here. What do you do, Matt?
I sling drinks.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
It's an honest profession. That is what
it
I do.
It's an awesome profession.
How long have you been in the Medford Somerville area?
I've been here. I've been here for about 5 years or so in the area. So.
What drew you to Medford? Lovely town.
I'm over the border in Somerville.
Okay.
I think I had a friend here from
the border.
Yeah, over the border. I snuck over to this morning, so I'll be going back pretty soon. I don't know. I had a friend here before it was cool.
And then
I came in and then
before it was cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
So.
Yeah, I feel
needed a change from the hills in Western Mass and came to
the
bright lights and the big city here.
Mm. That's cool.
Wow.
Very nice. Somerville, man, bright lights and big city. I mean, we do have a connection to the bright lights and the big city.
Yeah.
So. You guys can come over anytime you want.
I'm scared.
Hey, yeah. I mean, I live in Medford, so.
Yeah, I technically live in Medford, too.
Ross, are you in Medford or Somerville?
I guess Medford. I'm on Tufts University campus right now. So
yeah,
I
me
guess
too.
Yeah, but like what half?
But it's like the line.
Where's the dividing line?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I know.
That is a good question.
My dorm freshman year, Haskell Hall, was the best, was in Somerville, and then I live in Carpenter House, and it's Medford.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like uphill downhill, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm in Latin Way right now, so that.
Oh, I think you're Somerville.
Mm.
Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Yes, we'll have you on the show anyways, but
yeah, yeah. So I mean, yeah. So I mean, the reason that why we have these great guests with us is that they're gonna end up having their shows of their own, which is super exciting.
Hopefully, they pass our rigorous training process.
Very, very hard. It's very challenging. You'll get through it.
There's an exam at the end. Hope you're taking notes.
I guess. What type of music do you guys like to play?
Go for it.
Anything from, I mean, ranging from Randy Newman to, you know, absurd prog rock and jazz and whatever.
That's great.
I kind of like digging up old songwriters that didn't get a lot of credit for writing songs and then kind of branch out from there and see what happened to them or what happened to their music and who did it and stuff like
so
that.
You're like a social justice warrior
songwriter. I don't know. Well, they don't get money from me, so I don't know if I'm really doing much good in that social justice sense. But
I give them the credit.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. That's awesome. Oh, what about you, Ross?
So I have kind of a broad spectrum. I like grew up on Motown and classic rock with my parents. And then I like moved on through the ages as I got older. So now I'm like in my rap phase, to be honest. But
that's great.
But yeah, I kind of have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we're all the 1990s babies. Yeah. I guess everyone who's in school right now. But all that great music.
Hashtag 90s kids.
Hashtag 90s kids. Yeah, I mean, I get the broad music thing, though. I grew up on country, went over to hip-hop, and now I'm just doing, like, whatever comes to mind. So.
Yeah, we get all over the place.
We do get all over the place. That's what makes it interesting, though. There's a lot of music out there. But yeah.
True.
So, yeah, I mean, should we play some more music?
Yeah, speaking of, would you like to play us something, Katie?
Yeah, I will. Oh, actually, to recap. What?
Yeah, I can recap. So our first song was Kooks, Naive, which I introduced before, and
love
then after
it.
That what
I love that song,
oh yes, which is probably why you picked it.
Yeah.
After that we have Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan.
Classic.
I Was Young When I Left Home by Marcus Mumford. The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel, and then Why Don't You and I by Santana and Chad Kroeger.
Yes.
Cool.
Cool. Love Santana, he's great. It's wonderful
mixing it up there. I was getting a little repetitive with my music choice. You'll quickly find that
our music jumps around a lot, but yeah, so it makes it interesting.
Took me out of that one. So, give us something new.
I'll give us a new tune. All right.
Still ain't got a work and I'm working as a checkout girl. At all things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. You got a fast car. See it fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Come on, turn the radio. Take a drink right from the hose. change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. It's like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door. Take your times away, how long to make you smile. When you realize that it might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me. An evening such as this,
yo,
it's hard to tell if I exist.
Yo,
if I pack the car and leave this town, who'll notice that I'm not around? I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the world beyond your front door. Take your times away, how long gonna make you smile? When you realize it again, my side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the world beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
Oh, the dark side. Oh, yeah. On the dark
And we're back.
For our final goodbye.
Yes. So we had a good day. It was some more relaxing music.
Yeah, apologies for all of the music and the small amount of talking that we had this week. Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's good just to sit back and listen to some good music and relax. And, you know, it's Friday.
Talk about the weekend. Yeah. Oh, does anyone have any fun, appropriate to discuss on air weekend plans?
I'm going to watch a movie.
You're gonna
little
watch
PSA. Majors Undecided is performing tonight at 9 o'clock, and they're all awesome.
In Barnum 008, I believe.
Yes. So you guys should all go because it's really cool.
Check it out.
They're funny.
Got some friends.
That's my weekend plan.
Yeah. Same.
But yeah. Any fun things planned for the weekend?
This is actually the first weekend that I'll be on campus, like, since the semester started. Because I'm on ski team, so we would always go up to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so I'm...
Ski team's great.
It's really great. Yeah.
cool.
What about you, Matt? Anything?
I'll be working, but come Monday, I'm jetting out of here to California for a week. So
nice.
I got that to look forward to.
Wow.
NBD.
That's amazing. Yeah.
A few more nights of work, and I'm out of here.
Yeah. I opened my weather app this morning to check to make sure, a big coat. And I, for some reason, it came up as like a Florida place that I had saved. So I looked at it and it said 80 degrees. And I looked at it and I was like, no way.
All right, it's going to be 70 next Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy. Like 55, and then it'll plummet to 19, and I will only have a sweatshirt on. So got to be prepared with this New England weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so we're going to wrap it up a little bit.
I have one song.
Let's do a recap of the music.
Oh, yeah,
that
we got a lot in there.
We did get a lot in there.
Let me let you know what it was. Okay. So we had, the last thing that we told you about was our Santana song, right?
Yes, lovely.
So then after that, we had Fast Car, a radio edit version. By Jonas Blue and Dakota, the cover of the Chapman song, which was
interesting.
Thanks, Katie. Then after that, we had The Chainsmokers and Daya with Don't Let Me Down. Cheap Thrills by Sia. Is it Sia?
Sia.
Okay, cool.
Sia.
Pinch Me by the Bare Naked Ladies. On the Dark Side by John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. And then we finished up with John Mayer's No Such Thing.
Yeah.
And
we will... Good.
One more for you.
One more. Have a great weekend, everyone.
On the Pegasus Pageant Show.
This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Test Freeform Radio.
Nicely done. We will see you
next Friday.
Next Friday.
All right.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. And tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very